Hi, my name is John Edmiston, and I'd like to lead you in a prayer about God's provision for your daily life and provision for your ministry. Before we go into that prayer, we'll just have a little short time of teaching, looking at what the Bible says, so we can put our faith in the Word of God, not in our own notions, but in God's promises in His Holy Word. The first promise we'll look at is in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6 and verse 33 and 34. It says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And these things are the things He's been talking about previously: your daily bread, your clothes, your daily provision. "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." He goes on to say, "Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow shall be anxious for its own things. Sufficient to the day is the evil of it." In other words, we have to just seek God and seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and God will take care of us. And we don't have to worry about tomorrow. We have to plan for tomorrow, but we don't have to worry about it and fret about it and churn it over and get all upset about it. We can just plan in a masterful and strong fashion. Plan as people that are going to be people of victory and people of provision. But we're not going to get into that dark, worrying, bitter, self-pitying, anxious kind of thing. And so, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Let's go a little bit further along in the New Testament to the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and we're going to look at chapter 9. And now this is talking about as we give, as we bless others, is God going to bless us back, or is it going to be a huge risk to us? And 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 8 to 11. "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that in everything, always having all self-sufficiency, you may abound to every good work." Let's go through that again. "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that in everything, always having all self-sufficiency or all sufficiency, you may abound to every good work. As it is written, He scattered, He has given to the poor, His righteousness remains forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for eating, may he supply and multiply your seed and increase the fruits of your righteousness, you being enriched in everything to all generosity which works out thanksgiving to God through us." Okay, so God is able to make everything abound to you. His grace can come to you so that you can do every good work, not so that you can spend it on your own desires and materialism and lusts, but so that you can do every good work in God, so that you can cause the righteousness of God to abound on the earth. Okay, one more verse, a little bit going along to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. Very well known verse here. "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Let's read that again. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." God's riches in glory, His great heavenly power, will come and supply all your needs as you're walking in His will. And He will do that by Christ Jesus, by the power of God and by the name of God. So God's going to supply all your need according to His riches in glory. And finally, one from the Psalms, one from the Old Testament, Psalm 84. And Psalm 84 and verse 11. "For God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. For God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly." If you're walking uprightly, God will not withhold any good thing from you, because he knows that you're walking with him, you want to do his good works, you're seeking his kingdom and his righteousness, and God's provision is going to come to you. As a famous missionary called Hudson Taylor once said, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. So, with that little bit of teaching, let's go to prayer and pray for God's provision for your personal life and for your ministry for him. Father God, we know you're a God of mercy. We know you're a God of grace. We know you're a God who stands by his word. We know that you do not fail. We know that even though we may be in desperate financial need, that you do not fail and that you will provide a way out. And Lord, we confess our anxiety, we confess our fretting, we confess our materialism, we confess any sins of thought and word and deed that we have done. We confess all these things to you. And Lord, we ask that you will forgive us and that you will cleanse us and that you will set our minds right so we can pray rightly and believe you for your provision. Lord, take away our doubt, take away our self-pity, our anger and frustration over financial matters. Lord, we ask that you will give us right hearts in the matter of finances, and that we will use these things for your kingdom and for your righteousness, and to do your good works, and to bring forth the things on earth that you want brought forth. And we pray that we may walk uprightly and that no good thing will be withheld from us. We thank you that you are not a stingy God. You are not a God that withholds things from people. You are a generous God, a God of grace and glory, who gives things to people for free. You are our sun and you are our shield and you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we come to you, Lord, on the basis of your word, saying that if we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, all these things will be provided to us, and that you will supply all our needs out of your riches in glory in Christ Jesus, and that you will make all grace abound to us so that we may have everything and all self-sufficiency. We will have that which we need to do the mighty works of God. We will have the spiritual power we need. We will have the material power we need. We will have the wisdom. We will have the people. We will have the help. We will have this inner strength to do all the things that we need to do. And Lord, now we're praying for that financial provision. We're praying for those dollars in the bank, those things we need to pay the bills, those things we need to do the work of God. We pray that you will bring forth your financial provision into our lives right now. We claim by faith your financial provision. We know that as we pray by faith that you will provide. We know as we pray for your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, then we have that which we have asked for. And so we're claiming it now in the name of Jesus. We see that provision coming. By faith, it's coming in the name of Jesus. To the mountain of debt, we say, be moved. To the mountain of debt, we say, grace, grace to that mountain, be moved. To the mountain of financial problems, we say, be moved in the name of Jesus. You are going to be moved. Mountain, you are going to move from here to there, and you're going to move in the name of Jesus. God will provide. God will come through. He will not withhold the solution to those that walk uprightly. Lord, we claim your provision now in the name of Jesus. By your divine faithfulness, by your riches in glory, by your character, by your desire for the glory of your name, bless our ministries, bless our lives. Have compassion on your servants. Have compassion on my life. Have compassion on the lives of the people that hear this prayer. Send forth your riches in glory. Send them quickly. We bind the hinderer now in the name of Jesus. We bind all that which is standing in the way of our provision. We rebuke the hinderer. We rebuke that which stands in the way of our provision. We claim the provision to come now from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and to overflow us, and to come and glorify the name of God as we celebrate your provision in our life for the work of the ministry and the needs of our life. Give us our daily bread, O Lord, in accordance with your will. In Jesus' name, amen.